Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and it's time for this week's matchups, offense versus the Bills on Sunday Night Football. We're going to talk about the offense first. Joining me to do that is Frazier Tafar. Frazier, how you doing?
Doing good, Ken. Glad to be on the show for week four against the Bills. Big Sunday night matchup after a nail biter against the Cowboys last week.
Yeah, more of a nail biter than we hoped it would be. But honestly, a game where they really dominated the Cowboys on both sides of the ball. The special teams was another matter. And yep. You know, the combination of the missed field goal along with the botched onside kick cover by Flowers really put the team in a little more jeopardy than they needed to be in. But I thought the defense honestly played very well in the game. In particular, I really liked the cornerback play in the game. Brandon Stevens had a nice comeback game, for example.
Yeah, overall, I think the whole team played well. I think just the fourth quarter lit us up as a whole. Offensively, we saw a lot of good things, and that's what we're here to talk about today. So diving right into the first topic, we have, can the Ravens utilize the running backs out of the backfield? Bills have one of the worst coverages of backs in the league, and I think that's a way we can utilize that. Milano is not one of the better coverage linebackers in the league, so I think
he's out anyway. I actually think he's outstanding, but he's not playing. Yeah, they have a special teams guy playing the second linebacker position, and Terrell Bernard at the mic, I believe.
Even better. So yeah. I think we'll see a lot of screens. Justice Hill should see a lot of rail routes like we saw against Miami last year. Continuing to press down short with the running backs, and then hopefully opens up more of the middle of the field for the Ravens.
Yeah, I like the idea. And if you look at last week, 156 of the 182 yards passing came on five passes to non-core receivers, I'll call them, you know, with Justice Hill and Henry getting three of those catches for a significant amount of yak. So definitely some options, opportunities for that. Using the running backs as an extension of the run game, I really like in this game on some nice check down throws. And both Hill and Henry have proved very adept at pass blocking this year. And to the degree they can deliver a nice chip before they go out, maybe get Von Miller slowed down a little bit, or Rousseau on the other side, could really be a game changer for the Ravens.
And also they can have, I like to call it a simulated screen, when they send either a Ricard or a tight end out in the flat with the running back in front of him. And then it's almost like a two-man screen right there. So just any creative way to isolate those linebackers is going to be key.
Yeah, that's a good play idea, because Ricard doesn't usually draw anything significant in the way of coverage. So if you get him out there first and the running back checks, chips in particular, then you got a good chance to have an extra blocker out there. All right, I think I'm just going to stick with the running backs essentially. It's not entirely the running backs, but continue the use of the combination of misdirection, power, and the Lamar Henry mesh point in the run game. I want them to running right at the edge defenders that the Bills have. So I think, you know, running outside in this game makes a lot of sense, which probably means more sidecar than pistol, I would say, in this game. They'll be trying to look to use Henry as an edge threat, use Lamar as a threat up the middle. And I think both can be dangerous, and they can really drive even very talented edge rushers nuts going that. And Miller is not a huge guy. He's a guy who can be hit and slowed down pretty significantly. So I look forward to that.
Yeah, and we saw the effectiveness of sidecar last week. We talked about it on the show. Micah Parsons was put in a bind. I mean, he didn't know where to go. Either way he moved, he was wrong. Lamar made him wrong. So looking to continue that same trend. Sidecar seems to be the formation that we like with Henry. Pistol does work, but I think we've switch that over to under center, and I think now we've found a new way to use Henry in a more effective way in the I formation, rather than trying to stick him in, I guess, the pistol scheme that we were before. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's certainly all valid. I wasn't really trying to interrupt you there. If you had more to say,
No, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So I'm in favor of it. I do like a team that can alternate between pistol and sidecar at will. Because I think the more looks you throw at a team like the Bills, the more trouble they have. The Bills are also very weak in the middle. They're small in the middle of the field, which really gets into my second point here. At the interior defensive players, Ed Oliver is a good pass rusher. He does some things well for you, but he's very undersized. He weighs 287 pounds, and he's playing on the defensive interior as a three tech. That's a guy you can try and push around, and I like the idea of having Daniel Faalele opposite him. Yep. So, or Ben Cleveland possibly at left guard if Andrew Voorhees is not able to go. So they're also weak in the second level where Spector – Braylon Spector is playing. He's a special teams player, essentially is forced into duty as a primary linebacker. Dorian Williams and Bernard, they play a 4-3, so they have three off-ball linebackers. Even if Bernard plays, it's not a particularly strong group. Bernard has scored very poorly by PFF so far this year. He is their best linebacker, I would say, still. They have an exceptionally weak interior DL I mentioned already. Their safeties are not good. They have Taylor Rapp, who came from the Rams, Cam Lewis, who I think is playing nickel right now. He's kind of a third defensive back. They've actually brought a corner in to play dime, and they've got a safety playing nickel.
Didn't you know it's possible to get THC shipped right to your door? Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC directly to you. I'm talking about delicious, high-potency gummies, top-shelf flower, home-baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary, you can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code RAVENS. So head to mood.com/ravens, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code RAVENS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Access big savings every day.
all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They've gone to some dime because they really don't trust the inside linebackers they have to be on the field for three downs. So they're an interesting group to try and beat in various ways in the middle of the field. And some of the teams they've faced already, like Miami, with Waddle and Hill, like to go to the outside. The numbers they like, and Achane likes to run, you know, very much to the outside. I think the more that the Ravens use the play action that we've talked about now for weeks, and they still really have not brought it into the game, this might be a good time. And under center might be the way to do it. It's one of the good things for pistol is you can run play action out of the shotgun when you have pistol. You can actually do it with sidecar too. You just have a forward facing fake. And in some ways that's better for Lamar, because I don't think he likes to reacquire the field in the same way. But it may get somebody coming downhill very fast at Lamar if you do that. So,
Very good point. And that ties into my last point as well. Just using heavy formations that we showed last week against Dallas, and utilizing that heavy run tendency to build play action, to build more concepts. I like what we did with Charlie Kohler in the beginning of the game, sliding him out, someone who's not a main target of Lamar. Honestly, later in the game when we were stalling in the fourth quarter, I thought we should have pulled that back out because we were running the ball so effectively. And we're in chew clock mode, just catch them off guard one time to get the defense some rest. So I'm expecting us to have better counters for that formation, the I formation, so we can have bigger plays out of it and then keep the defense guessing, and then also making more holes for Henry in the run game as well.
It's incredible, but they just do not have enough snaps to hand out for these guys. They played 2.15 heavies per play in this last game. By the way, it's not a tricky mathematical thing, but if you add up the percentage of snaps played by each player, that's how you get to 2.15, for example. If you want to try and say I have two to allocate, you can allocate among the four players they have about 50% of the snaps each. But they gave this last week, they gave likely 62%. They gave Ricard 51%, Kolar 41%, and Andrews 33%, and one snap also to Ben Cleveland, which is the last little bit as a sixth offensive lineman. But honestly, those four, if they stay healthy the entire year, and if they're good, they're going to be, nobody's really going to be happy with their snap count. And I think this is a game where maybe the Ravens play it again over 2.0 per game. A lot of it will depend upon game script, but hopefully if they can either have a close game where they've established the run and they've had some success with it, and maybe you can even have a shootout under those circumstances potentially, or they have a game where they have a lead that they're trying to protect, is obviously the optimal way. We'll see heavier formations again.
Yeah, and obviously the shorter than the stick guy is Andrews, which is kind of tough to see. He had a very good blocking game, which is great to see from him, a guy that's putting in effort, used to being the number one pass catcher and still there doing what the team needs him to do. Very encouraging to see from Mark.
As good as he was, you know, likely was even better, I think, in this game. And he has been moving people like nobody's business. Big drive in level two against anybody who's the same size or smaller than him, which is basically any linebacker or anybody he will meet in level two.
It's great to see that they're featuring him on the Lamar Reed option as the lead blocker, because every single time, whenever they have the split zone formation for him to come across on the Reed option, I think he's going to continue to get better to read and not maybe just go out in space. If he sees the end, he can seal. Or like, I remember, I think it was the play where Henry slipped in a high leverage situation. It might have been the fourth quarter. They ran the same play action. And likely came all the way across. Parsons bit down on Henry, and then Hendricks filled over the top of Parsons. And in that situation, likely could have sealed instead of kept going out in space, and Lamar could have kept it. I think just those little nuances of the game once he's able to understand that, he can just be that much more of a weapon to Lamar in the run game.
Well, both of them really want to stay on the field. It's clear, and are taking their blocking very seriously. I mean, I've just been extremely happy with the way it's borne out for all of them. But Kolar had a nice chip block on his big 30-yard catch that actually gave Lamar a little bit of extra time to set up as he was booting. And then the player he blocked decided, yeah, I got to go after Lamar. And all it took was a little one plus 29 or 2 plus 28, whatever it was, on the throw there for Kolar to pick up a big one. And that was a lot of the Ravens offense. Like I said, it was that yak on those five passes really that all went to non-core guys. All right. Always fun talking football with you. And I think that's it for the four topics. We always have two and two on the matchup show. Please join us for the defense show again. But while we're here, Frazier, tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
Yep. You guys can reach me at Twitter/X at F_Rave8. That's F_Rave8.
All right. Really appreciate all the listeners. If you can, tell somebody else. Word of mouth is always good. If you're listening on YouTube or watching on YouTube, hit like and subscribe. That'll help drive some traffic to the site. Thanks very much. For Frazier Tafari, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye. We'll talk to you next time on Matchups.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tap, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tap. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.